Now we are back to the news, and there are one or two issues, such as planning matters and library closures, under discussion, and news of the Theatre Royal. Let's start with the proposed Western Link to complete the Northern Distributor Road, and then plans for a new McDonald's restaurant in Mousehold Lane, which is refused. Council leaders have refused to rule out using millions raised from the sale of an industrial estate on the edge of Norwich to help pay for the £251 million Norwich Western Link. The Norwich Airport industrial estate was sold for £35.7 million by Norfolk County Council and Norwich City Council last month, with Dove Real Estate buying the 48-acre site. That has landed County Hall a significant capital receipt at a time when the cost of the controversial Western Link Road has increased to £251 million. Now the price tag has risen, council leaders are hoping, if the road does get the go-ahead, the government will cover 85% of the bill, £213.4 million. But that leaves the authority, which has to plug a £116 million funding gap by 2027, needing to cover the remaining £37.7 million. Some of the £29 million of the council's share of the cost is currently expected to be paid for through borrowing. But opponents of the road fear some of the proceeds from the industrial estate sale will be used to bankroll it.
Plans to build a new McDonald's drive-thru on the edge of Norwich have been narrowly rejected by councillors. The fast food chain was refused permission to open a restaurant on Mousehold Lane site currently occupied by car sales company Richard Nash. Ahead of the Norwich City Council planning meeting, officials had recommended the scheme, which would bring 100 to 120 new jobs, be approved. But councillors voted to reject the plans in a split decision, 6-5. The development would have seen the car dealership demolished and replaced with the new restaurant with a play area for children and 41 car parking spaces. The application initially looked like it would pass, with councillors agreeing on a series of extra conditions for the application, including reducing opening hours and ensuring lighting does not impact local wildlife. No one from McDonald's spoke at the meeting, but the company has previously argued the site is an ideal location given its proximity to the M&S petrol station next door and access to the busy A1042.
A consultation over potential cuts to Norfolk's mobile libraries, which critics say will leave vulnerable people isolated, has been extended following the Queen's death. Hundreds of people have had their say in a consultation which will help determine the fate of the service, which was due to end tomorrow. However, now there is a period of national mourning, the consultation has been extended by a week to Wednesday, September the 21st. Norfolk County Council is looking to cut the budget for mobile libraries from £422,000 to £200,000 as part of proposals to save £13 million. The council says to make that saving, it needs to find ways to run the mobile library service in a different way. That could see cuts to the number of routes which the six mobile libraries currently go out on. The proposals have caused controversy, with concerns vulnerable people who rely on mobile library visits for contact with others will become isolated.
Norwich Theatre has announced a game-changing strategy which will steer it through the next 4 years. The Fine Cities Theatre will be basing its decisions around four pillars: performance, people, place and prosperity. Performance will focus on Norwich Theatre creating original new work, such as their project with Jake Humphrey and the Royal Shakespeare Company. Place will focus on more local and heritage stories. The prosperity pillar will focus on an angle of modern life, for example, climate action, and will be named Creative Matters. Chief Executive and Creative Director of Norwich Theatre, Stephen Crocker, said, "The arts are about stimulating conversation and raising awareness. Our Creative Matters seasons have been active for about 5.5 years. They have previously been month-long intensive seasons exploring all aspects of an issue, and that's what we are going to be doing around climate prosperity. These are shows that encourage activism, but also participatory workshop activities are available too. It is a hugely significant moment for Norwich Theatre."
Retailers across the country are to shut their stores next Monday due to the Queen's funeral. Companies including Primark and John Lewis have confirmed they will shut all stores on Monday, September the 19th, which has been confirmed as a bank holiday as the Queen's state funeral takes place. The government guidance states some businesses may wish to consider closing or postponing events, especially on the day of the state funeral. However, this is at the discretion of individual businesses. Homebase has also said that its stores will close so that staff can choose to mark the Queen's incredible life of service. All Royal Mail postal services will be suspended.